So what do we do now? We've seen how the algorithm works. We've named the distortion. We've peeled back the reasons. And now comes the real weight. How do you move through a system that was never built for your full self? How do you stay human when everything around you wants you optimized? This part isn't theoretical anymore. This is daily. This is you, in the quiet, trying to decide if you're gonna post what you really think or if you're gonna reword it to fit the vibe. This is how you talk about grief or joy or anger, knowing the algorithm rewards clean packaging and punishes complexity. This is every moment where you hesitate and go, is this worth saying if it doesn't perform? That's the weight of how. And the answer? There's no perfect one. But it starts with slowing down. Not in your ambition, not in your vision, but in your response. The system moves fast on purpose. It thrives on reaction. So slowing down is rebellion. Taking a beat before you post. Asking yourself not, will it land, but does it matter? That's a shift. That's how you stay grounded. Because when you don't pause, you're not creating. You're performing. You're chasing the pulse instead of checking your own. How we move also has to change in terms of platform expectations. You don't owe the algorithm anything. You don't have to feed it daily to earn your worth. You can choose rhythm over routine, flow over frequency. You can break the rules they gave you and still find your people, because your people aren't waiting for perfection. They're waiting for honesty. Consistency doesn't have to mean constant. It can mean rooted, steady, present, showing up when it's real, not just when it's trending. And that means reclaiming your voice from the metrics, because once you internalize the numbers, it becomes hard to tell where your truth ends and your strategy begins. You start shaping messages based on analytics, not instinct. And slowly, you stop recognizing your own voice unless it's echoing back through likes and shares. But here's the thing. Your most valuable thoughts might never go viral. Your most healing words might not trend. And that's okay, because impact is not the same as visibility. And purpose will always be louder than performance, even when the numbers say otherwise. Another part of how is learning when to step away, and not in the cliche, take a break kind of way. I'm talking about real withdrawal, real disconnection, letting silence reset your sense of self, letting the algorithm miss you, letting absence become sacred again. Because if we're always present in digital space, we start to lose our presence in physical space. We become half there. Multitasking humans whose attention is constantly outsourced to a feed that was never meant to fill us. So sometimes the most radical move is to log off, not as a statement, not as a performance, but as a quiet return to self. And finally, community. You cannot move through this alone. That's part of the trap, convincing you that everyone else is navigating it fine, that everyone else figured out the balance between real and performative. But most of us are just making it up as we go. And the only thing that makes it manageable is finding people who don't expect you to optimize yourself to be worthy. People who let you be whole, messy, human. That's the new algorithm. Real people, real spaces, real time. If we're going to keep moving through this digital system without being consumed by it, then we need to build with a different blueprint. Because resisting the algorithm doesn't mean disappearing. It means designing differently. You don't have to abandon your platform. You don't have to delete your account. You just have to stop letting the system dictate your values. That starts with deciding why you show up, not what you post, not how often, but why. What's your anchor? What's the center that doesn't move, even when the feed is spinning? If you don't name that, the system will name it for you. And it will always choose numbers over nuance. How we create has to evolve too. It's easy to believe the lie that if it's not high performing, it's not worth sharing. But that's capitalism talking, not creativity. Some things are meant to be expressed, not monetized. Some stories aren't meant to go viral. They're meant to be witnessed slowly by the right people at the right time. And sometimes the right person is you, your own reflection, your own piece. That piece you wrote, that clip you recorded, that thought you posted, it might not land in 1,000 inboxes, but if it lands in yours and you feel more whole after sharing it, that's enough. That's more than enough. there's also a need to redefine growth, because real growth isn't always visible. Sometimes your most important evolution doesn't show up on the feed. It shows up in what you don't say, what you no longer post, what you choose to hold sacred. Growth can be private, quiet, offline, and still be valid. The algorithm has no way of measuring that, but you do, and that's the measurement that actually matters. We also have to remember that the algorithm is not just a system, it's a culture, and cultures can be reshaped, not all at once, not perfectly, but with intention, with small, consistent acts of refusal, of truth, of creation that doesn't perform. Every time you choose to post something real, even if it's messy, you are planting something in a soil that has been sterilized by strategy. Every time you uplift someone's voice that isn't trending, you are helping build an ecosystem, not just a brand. Every time you show up with humanity instead of polish, you are reminding the room that the room is full of people, not profiles. And maybe that's the most important piece of all, remembering the humanity on the other side of the screen, because the algorithm doesn't care, but we still can. We can still choose compassion over competition. We can still choose to comment with intention. We can still choose to reach out, uplift, slow down, and resist the urge to flatten people into their most clickable selves. That's the difference between moving through a system and becoming a part of it. That's the line, that's the how. So no, there is no perfect way to beat the algorithm, but there is a way to move through it with integrity, with clarity, with soul. It won't always be rewarded. It won't always trend, but it will last. And in a system designed to erase memory, lasting is revolutionary. Keep your voice, protect your presence, move slow, move real. And when in doubt, remember, algorithms adapt, but so do people, and we're still here. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.